From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
The Chatham girls soccer team won their fifth in a row on Friday as they beat Appomattox 4-1. Leighton Johnston scored all four goals for the Cavaliers, while Ariana Bradley had 11 saves in goal. Chatham is now 5-1 and 3-0 in the district. The Dan River baseball team rolled past Gretna on Friday 11-3. Caden Brooks had a big day at the plate for the Wildcats as he went 4-for-5 with 4 RBI. With the win, Dan River is now 3-6, while the loss drops Gretna to 2-6. The Dan River softball team also beat Gretna on Friday 6-0. Kinley Cundiff hit 2 home runs and had 3 RBI. The Wildcats improved to 6-2 overall and are 2-1 in the Dogwood District. A former Tunstall baseball star is officially back in the majors. Over the weekend, the Toronto Blue Jays called up Joe Manaply from their AAA affiliate. This will be the 9th season that Manaply has appeared in the major leagues after previously pitching for the Tigers, Yankees, and Diamondbacks. Danville native Peyton Sellers picked up a win at South Boston Speedway on Saturday night. Sellers took the checkered flag in the second 75-lap race of the night, while Bobby McCarty won the first race. In a shocking move, the UVA women's basketball team has announced a change in leadership. On Saturday, the school announced that Amaka Ogugwa-Hamilton would not return as coach after leading the team to its first Sweet 16 since 2000. Hamilton was reportedly let go after an internal investigation. She had a record of 70-58 in her 4 years at UVA. The college basketball national championship game is tonight. Number 1 seed Michigan will take on 2 seed UConn tonight at 8:50 on TBS. According to oddsmakers, Michigan is a 7.5-point favorite. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.